We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2 Hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Call 1-888-AGET-IT.
Who's Leroy?
He is lifting weights.
The only ass I want to see is that horse's ass. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my sunshine guy. You got Big Sex Special.
Oh, man. Happy birthday, Leroy. I didn't have anything to do with that.
I mean, normally when you wish somebody happy birthday, you... are kind of kind. Is that the only way we do things around here?
I got you red velvet cupcakes.
Yes. I will be partaking in all of that action.
I heard you were a red velvet fan. I was like, all right.
Yep.
That's where it goes out.
Yep.
All right. Let's start off with your chance to win $1,000 and the guy who's not here's bonus. The word this hour is rug. R-U-G. Rug. Text that to 72881 if you don't win this time. You'll have another chance at the top of next hour. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. It's brought to you by Anna Jar and Levine. Accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. What a delightful day, Leroy. Not only is it your birthday, not only is it my daughter's 7th birthday.
Yes.
I feel like it's my birthday because the Knicks and Jets.
It's like, are you reveling in their just
misery? Oh my God! As if yesterday couldn't get good enough with the Knicks missing out on Zion, then this delightful news comes across our Twitter timelines today that Adam Gase is the new interim GM for the New York Jets, and the best part is, he's going to have this control over a roster he absolutely hates because the big rift was... First of all, props to Adam Gase. Nobody goes through an organization quite like you. I mean, you are a snake charmer. But he gets that GM ousted in 3 months. He was like the 6th choice for the head coaching job. And the GM's big move this offseason was paying Le'Veon Bell all that money. And the first report comes out, Adam Gase absolutely did not want to sign Le'Veon Bell, nor give him any of that money. Likes him as a player. Never wanted to spend that money on him. Oh, this is going to be a delightful season, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, question.
This is going to be a delightful season.
After that report comes out, what's the chances of Le'Veon Bell coming to OTAs?
Oh, not great. Not great.
Because he goes, I'm going to collect my money. You don't want me here anyway.
Oh, you don't want me here. All right, I'll just, do what I got to do. Hey, Le'Veon Bell, trust me, man. You don't want to perform too well because you got a big head about yourself. He'll send you to a Super Bowl champion. So just keep it in mind.
This is not going to work out.
Oh, no.
You don't think?
No. He's so bad. Leroy, he paid Jay Cutler $10 million off the couch.
Yeah, that was.
He kept 4 quarterbacks on the roster, on the 53-man roster.
I mean, it was a mass unit. And you probably didn't need to carry 4 quarterbacks.
He stinks. He stinks at this. He stinks.
He's a bad coach, too.
Question.
Got no guts.
Question. What if he has success?
He won't. Not even worried about the what if.
Really?
He won't. He won't.
Now, look. I'm not saying he's on the same level. Not even close. But if you take these quotes and bring them back to 1993, it's the same thing Cleveland was saying about Bill Belichick.
No.
Yes.
No.
They were moving.
They were saying that. Yes. They were saying Bill Belichick was a rat weasel.
No. They were saying he sucks as a coach.
Bill Belichick is loyal.
I'm telling
you. Belichick's loyal to the core, though, man. Loyal.
Like, yes.
He was the only guy who's got bad things to say. Is that who's that dude who went to the Jets? Mangini or whatever the hell his name is.
Look.
Went against the Bill Belichick family.
Right. But I'm just telling you, like, I'm one of those people that I think it's hard to judge whether a guy is good at his job this quick. It just is.
Here's
because there's too many, especially in football, there's too many moving parts. And if one key guy goes out, then you look like a buffoon.
I just don't understand it. Like, first of all, how do you get to a place a person hires you and you're at, like, it's so clear that the dude's actively campaigned to get you ousted from your job. So this McCagnan.
Yes, what are we talking about? Of course. They're going to let this GM.
Because they disagreed?
Leroy, this GM went and spent a boatload of money in free agency.
That's what they do with the Jets.
Made his picks and then gets fired.
Listen, how long was he the GM?
I don't know.
Okay.
Several years.
I'm going to tell you that GMs and coaches disagree all the time. That's why they always have that final say clause.
He was the Jets GM since 2015.
All right. I mean, we'll see. Something must have happened.
Something.
Gase happened.
Oh, enough with this.
Gase happened.
All right. Look, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. But in all my interactions with you, you tend to go to the extreme quickly.
But I keep getting proven right on this guy.
You ate a bird.
I understand.
Wait, let me ask you a question. If any other coach was a coach of the Dolphins, would they have been any better?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
They would have made better decisions.
Definitely.
Okay. Okay.
They wouldn't have chased great players out.
If that's what... But can you be a great player if you haven't played football since you left here?
That's not true. He won a Super Bowl.
Stop.
He did. Okay. Facts are facts. Science is science. Headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So check this out to follow up with the story. Adam Schefter is saying that Daniel Jeremiah, who is on NFL Network, who replaced Mayock as the draft expert, he is under serious consideration for a prominent front office position with the Jets.
Yeah, somebody Gase can bully. Hey, TV boy, come on in. Hey, TV boy. Come here.
You know those guys.
You can be my quote-unquote GM.
They probably worked in football before they were TV guys, right? So it's not that, except for Mike Mayock.
Oh, I know Daniel Jeremiah was a quarterback at Appalachian State. That's his thing.
Was he the 07?
No, not that guy. Not that guy.
Oh.
Well, he was before that.
What are you guys doing?
I was just asking.
Happy birthday, Leroy.
Just asking. Happy birthday.
By the way, if another draft analyst position opens up in NFL Network in Miami.
Just let him know. We got to send him the resume, Robbie.
Yeah, send him the tapes.
They don't know about that Robbie's draft room. You're going to be the next big thing at the combine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
I got some hits. And by the way, speaking of draft rooms, the NBA. So check this out, what they're doing.
Okay.
Because me and Duarte always did our free agency show every year at midnight on July 1 when the free agency show started. They are expected to move up the moratorium period. Oh, that's a tough word. They're going to move it up to June 30th, the day before, at 6 p.m. So no more midnight shady 1 a.m. meetings with free agents.
Because they realized nobody was listening to it, and it just is ridiculous.
Yes. No, well, yes.
Yeah. Yesterday was a weird scene at that draft thing, man. Those people that they got up at that podium.
It was glorious.
It was something.
It was must-see TV. Like, the lottery's become.
Why do the Heat never, like.
I don't know, man.
They don't move up. They only move back or stay the same.
Never.
Position.
Never happened.
13. Boop. 13.
I'd just be happy they didn't move back to 14.
I was feeling so froggy going up and looking at that screen, too, because I was at the American Airlines Arena. I'm like, looking up. I'm like, all right, here we go. About time to move. 14. Celtics. 13 Heat. And the crowd just goes,
okay. Let's go. Let's go to work.
And then the Lakers jumped up and, oh.
Well, I got freaked out because Frank Isola, like, had that tweet about the draft lottery room. I didn't know if he was trolling or not, but he had like this tweet where he's just like, man, my sources and insiders who have seen the draft are, I mean, this is going to be amazing. And it shows that there's nothing money can't buy. And so I don't know if he's kidding or not. But when as soon as the Lakers jumped up, that's immediately what I thought was, oh, my God, they're going to get the number one pick. And if that would have happened, I mean, the league and their fans would have called for sabotage immediately.
When the Knicks got it with Patrick Ewing?
Which, yeah. He happened to be there. The irony.
Oh, I mean, there's definitely like that 10-minute window between the Lakers getting that and then basically until they revealed the top four, I was like, oh, this is for sure going 1-2 Lakers Knicks. And they just had the Grizzlies there to throw off the scent. And then, of course, the Pelicans are up there as the make good because they're going to lose Anthony Davis. So it ended up working out non-conspiracy wise because, you know, the Pelicans got it. Why would they want Zion in New Orleans?
You think the Pelicans are now looking at Anthony Davis and going, Zion?
I know.
I still told Anthony Davis to kick rocks.
I would. I get why you want to. Why
kick rocks? Do you like? I don't think you guys understand what, how good he is.
He doesn't want to be here, and all of a sudden they're getting Zion. Oh, he's going to change his mind. No, kick rocks, bro.
If your job as an organization is to win basketball games, you deal with that with your franchise player.
Take the offer from the Lakers. Now you got the fourth overall pick to throw in there with him. Get a DeAndre Hunter next to Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, it's a tough position. Like, I would get, because you already hit on Anthony Davis, you want to keep him. I mean, the only thing they could really lean on him with is that Supermax. So the only thing you could hold him and be like, look, we're not going to trade you. You could either take the Supermax with us or we're going to let you walk and you're going to make less money because we're not dealing you to the Lakers. The owner clearly has she despises the Lakers. She's like, I'm not bending over for the main competitor, the big market that always seems to poach people. It's not gonna happen.
But by the way, did you, like, I'm sure the people in the lottery, the representatives, they could hear the broadcast. I'm sure they could hear Rachel and Woj. And when the Lakers moved up and Kuzma's there, Woj is like, this is another piece of the Lakers to trade for Anthony Davis. And Kuzma's like, wait a minute. I'm like, that's gotta be awkward to listen to.
I think Kuzma's probably like, nah, I'm in with LeBron. I think I'm gonna be saved. Now we got the number four pick. Kuz gets to stay.
I mean, wow. I mean, I don't know. Like, you think all those young guys still worried, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I mean.
But I'm with you. Like, if I was Anthony Davis, I think I'd want to stay. I would be like, oh, because here's the thing. If you want to leave because you're thinking, oh, you know what, New Orleans, we've kind of run, we've gone as far as we can go. It's like, this may sound ridiculous, and I'm not being team petty here. I'm just asking the question.
All right.
If you're Anthony Davis, do you want to go play with LeBron James, who's going to be 35, is coming off his first year of significant injury, a dude who has played more games than anybody?
Yes.
Just a tremendous workload. Or I'm 26, 27 years old, and I got a young buck here who's going to be 20?
Now, let me put the other side to that. Do you want to be all-world for New Orleans, or do you want to be all-world for the Lakers?
All world is all world.
Okay, but
The only thing,
more pop in LA than it does.
It's also more dysfunctional.
There's 100% more pop.
But here, it gets to the point where he is a player. Like, if you said all world is all world, why not do it in sunny LA?
Oh, 100%. But the one thing I will say is, like LeBron did with Cleveland, he made the must-watch when he got drafted because everybody knew he was the biggest star coming into it.
Right.
Zion's going to get you as many national TV games as they could possibly get.
Sure. So, I mean, you want to stay there because now you're going to be second fiddle to Zion, who everybody really wants to see?
But you're going to be second fiddle to LeBron.
No.
Yes, he will.
Dude.
You can't.
Are you kidding? Do you understand how good Anthony Davis is?
Doesn't matter. But doesn't matter. He's LeBron.
Okay.
He's LeBron, though.
All right. Okay. But you're in L.A.
Yeah, you are in L.A.
Okay.
You are in L.A.
Wait. I'm going to use the old veteran. Anytime you talk to a veteran athlete in any sport, right?
Uh-huh.
And a young guy comes in, you know, like that. You want to play second fiddle to that? Or would you mind playing second fiddle to LeBron? One of the greatest of all time.
This is what I would say. I think that if Zion brings the spotlight that people are going to be watching, they're going to see you. It's not like you're not amazing.
man, okay. Like, you understand why Kyrie left Cleveland.
Well, yeah, he left because of the LeBron spotlight, but also there's a lot of BS that surrounds LeBron, too. Like, a lot of passive-aggressive, a lot of rumors.
A lot of self-tweeting. Not last year.
If you're a professional in a sport, first and foremost, you want to win.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, Anthony Davis, for as great as he's been, hasn't really been winning.
Nope.
So, if you have to play second fiddle to LeBron with all that young talent in LA, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, but what's, like, if
you're still in the West, the only other option I would say, and I would say, is that if you didn't mind getting traded to the East. Because if that happened, you know, now you're looking at, okay, I got a chance to do something. I got to get past Toronto and Milwaukee.
Probably New York.
Right. But the caveat is I'm the anomaly on the court.
Man.
Giannis is at this point. But when if Anthony Davis gets to the East, who guards him? Like, he becomes a unicorn in the East. Mm-hmm. In the West, not so much because everybody just shoots threes. Right?
Well, we'll get to a little bit of the Western Conference Finals. Last night, the Warriors took a 1-0 series lead, but a lot of fun stuff. We'll make fun of New York. That's good. And then, of course, we'll talk about where the Heat and where they stand. We'll be back right after this.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad coach, to be the sad coach with crazy eyes. And no one knows what it's like to be hated and frustrated as the Dolphins cry. But I'm on this stage tripping. Förster gave me back cocaine. I am seeing an imaginary taco. I'm a quarterback guru running a Ponzi scheme.
Adam Gase is your new Jets general manager. Interim. They'll hire somebody else, some TV guy that he can bully around. He has sunk his hooks into the Jets. I mean, think about this. This guy's era already consists of ousting the GM and looking like he's tripping balls up on stage.
He couldn't fire the GM.
He got that GM fired.
You think?
The GM who hired him.
The guy who hired him. This is great.
You honestly... Whoa. Can we just... Are we jumping to some conclusions here?
Oh, no. Here's the thing.
Wait.
Can I take you back?
Sure.
Okay, so there's been all these rumors surrounding this rift between Adam Gase and the GM there, basically since he got the job. And this Manish Mehta, who is like, he's their mouthpiece. He's the Jets' mouthpiece. He's a hack. And so he comes out. This is up on Freezing Cold Takes Instagram. I said this a few days ago, but it bears repeating. Rumors about the Jets GM Mike Maccagnan's future are 100% false. The team is not making a change, and he has never even considered making a change this offseason. Period. He also had things where he's like, no rift between Adam Gase and Mike Maccagnan. Absolutely false. Good call, Manish. Swing and a miss. That's why you got freezed. You've been iced.
So
chilly.
Let me just say this.
Go ahead.
Now, their owner is also a little bit out there, right? Dysfunctional. Their whole situation is dysfunctional. So, you don't think something could have happened with the owner? It had to be Adam Gase?
Yes. You want to know why? Going back to the Dolphins owner, I feel like Adam Gase mouthed off at Stephen Ross, and that's why he got fired so quick. When have you ever seen Stephen Ross have that quick a trigger on anything?
Right.
When?
No, never.
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 The most patient dude when it comes to, I don't want to fire anybody. At least he'll reshuffle somebody. Fire? And then he comes out with this song and dance of, he had to like embarrass himself where he's just like, Gase wanted to win right now. So we fired him. And we're like, what? Yeah. Just didn't make sense. Like, because Ross a classy dude. I feel like Ross let him leave with some dignity. And I think Adam Gase was a huge jerk to him at the end where his boss wanted to talk to some things about, hey, man, what are we going to do about this disappointment of a season? And this guy thought that he was swaggering in there, owned the organization, had it by the you-know-whats, and didn't. And Stephen Ross told him to kick rocks.
I will say that you probably can't go at your boss.
No way.
Right? Like, having disagreement with the GM is different than having disagreement with the owner.
Yep.
Because the owner got disposable money. He'll fire you just because.
Sure.
But, I mean, the owner of the Jets is the same way. Except a little more dysfunctional.
A lot of scheming that goes on in this, though, man. Like, think about all the times we see guys and there's these power struggles.
So you're saying Adam Gase, right, schemed with an owner that he's known for 3 months.
Yep. You want to know why?
And the owner fell for it.
Do we see it here?
So is it the owner or the coach?
It's the coach.
Because if you're the owner and you fall for that after just hiring a guy 3 months ago, isn't that on you?
He also said this, which was a total lie. He was asked about not having personnel control with the Jets, and he said that's something he didn't really care about with the Dolphins.
I don't even think I asked. I didn't. That was not something I was really interested in.
And now he's the GM.
And he's like, oh, yeah, didn't he say last week? He goes, no offense, I don't even read what you guys say about this whole stuff. I don't even care about it.
What a lie. Bro, you are a liar. You're a liar. And you are going to be a disaster up there because even though you ousted the guy who paid Le'Veon Bell all that money and you didn't want to do it, Le'Veon Bell is still paying all that money. So good luck coaching him. Because we know how this goes. Adam Gase of running backs. That's no bueno. That is no bueno.
I'm definitely not drafting Le'Veon Bell in fantasy football this year.
No. Hey, spot on, Robbie. Le'Veon Bell, do me a favor, everybody. Pick him up in like the 9th round. Something like that. Because you're going to be frustrated as hell with what this guy does for him.
Make sure you have Elijah McGuire on your team. He might get some carries.
Yeah. Make sure if you see any running backs that are, you know, pushing, getting ready to get Social Security, maybe want to pick them up on the waiver wire. That's who Adam Gase usually likes to give the rock
to. They have Ty Montgomery.
Jesus. I mean, I just can't believe it. How is that possible? How?
See, here's the problem with what we do. Because you've backed yourself into a corner where every time you have a comment about somebody, you have to preface it by saying, I'm not being petty.
Not this guy.
Because you have a gripe with every...
He backed himself into a corner.
Gase.
No, Gase, I'll
believe it. LeBron. Still going on.
No, the LeBron thing, I'm over.
Who else?
Brad Stevens.
Brad Stevens.
Yeah, but I'm still on board with Brad Stevens and Adam Gase. I don't deny that. Okay. I still wear my Pope robe, happy with that. But come on, man. You know what this is like? This is what it's got to be like.
Uh-oh.
Because the Dolphins and Jets, look, I'm not trying to sit up here and say that, like, the Dolphins have any proud resume that they can hold up against the Jets. Both laughing stocks, quite frankly.
Yeah, but the Jets went to 2 AFC championship games not that long
ago. But even still, this is like when Jets fans, I have family members who are Jets fans. Both of my uncles are Jets fans. Die hard. Die hard. This is exactly what it was when the Dolphins gave control to Tannenbaum. And they're like,
what? You idiots.
What are you doing? Tannenbaum? And this is what I'm doing. Like, I'm texting with him today. He goes, Jesus. My uncle's like, damn, this guy's like Walter White from Breaking Bad. Yeah, he's Heisenberg. He's Heisengase. But I'm trying to tell him, like, you don't understand. This guy thought he'd make Brock Osweiler a thing. He thought he'd make him a thing. His ego is unprecedented in this league. He's not good at this. And yet, somehow, he's worked his way to the top of 2 organizations in the span of 3 years.
Okay. Now, you feel that he sucks. He's there's no
yeah.
He's not a good in-game coach.
I'll give it
or out game.
I'll give it a year. So. Why, I just bro? Am.
Why?
I just man, look. I'm gonna say it like this.
When you see that Colts
experienced,
game?
When you've experienced what you've experienced in Cleveland, you tend to be a little more patient with people that normally you wouldn't be.
I know, but you were coached by a unicorn. Like it's
more but than nobody not, fought,
but more
they
than,
booed him out of town.
Yeah, but more than not,
just like you.
But so many times, how many retreads do we see that guys get chance after chance and they just continue to stink?
Okay, but he's been the head coach how long?
Of the Jets?
No, just...
He's been a head coach for 4 years.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
3 months into his new job, he got his GM fired. The one that hired him after failing.
Yeah, like, what did you think? Oh, hey, this guy hired me. I'd like to get along with this guy. Nah.
Oh. If it wasn't for him, I'd be the offensive coordinator for the Lions.
Oh, Maccagnan, you really want to spend all that money on Le'Veon Bell? Hasn't played football in a year. Yeah, I think Adam Smith is like perfect, you know, he's... best running back in the league. You're welcome. Here you go. To go with your rookie quarterback who turns it over like none other. How about I give you the best weapon in the backfield the league has to offer? Nah. I'm getting this guy fired. What is this? What kind of behavior is that? It's the behavior of a heathen. We'll be back after this. All right. If you guys want real local sports news sent right to your device, we can do that for you. Download the radio.com app. Make 7 to take one of your favorite stations. Turn on the notifications, and then bam! All the local South Florida breaking sports news comes right to your device. No fake news here. 7 to the ticket is a radio.com sports station. I was hoping we could send out a notification that's just me laughing like Sedano did last night at the Knicks. Because that's how I felt when I found out the news about Adam Gase. I was just delighted by it. What a great.
You almost like spit out your drink. I remember when we told you it was the interim GM.
I heard Stugat when Stugat was like, yeah, Schefter's reporting that the Jets have just fired their general manager. And then you told me, like probably 30 seconds later, Schefter just said that Gase is the interim GM. I'm like, huh? What? Doesn't even make sense. I don't even. What world are we living in? Jesus,
weasel goose,
such a weasel man. He's a rat weasel snake. He is a sneasel, a snazzle, if you will. Speaking of Bam, by the way, I was down at the arena yesterday for the Heat's lottery party. Shout out to the Heat. Had a fun time. Got a chance to speak with Bam Adebayo, the Heat's first round draft pick from 2 years ago, aka Kemp Jordan. We love Bam on this show. We're big fans. And I got a chance to speak with him about a lot of things, including this past season, what he is working on going into next season, who he's working with. He's got a new sensei, which I think Heat fans will be happy to hear about. And he also gives his input on who he thinks the Heat should maybe take in the draft. So we'll hear my conversation with Bam Adebayo a little bit later on in the show today in hashtag third hour. We're also going to speak with Leonard Ellerbe, who is the CEO of Mayweather Promotions. He is also on the promotion of this Deontay Wilder fight coming up this Saturday as Wilder is taking on Dominic Brazil for the WBC Heavyweight Championship. I'm a little down on the heavyweight division because...
Politics,
yeah. Just no Wilder versus Tyson Fury, no Tyson Fury versus Anthony Joshua, no Anthony Joshua versus Deontay Wilder. But I will say this. Deontay Wilder is least at fault out of any of these guys because it was the other two who are backing away. The two Brits, they're backing away more so than Deontay is. Deontay wants those fights, man. And so that's the thing that's a bummer about it. Like, from what I understand, Showtime thought that they had the Tyson Fury fight in the bag, and then all of a sudden he pulls the old okey-doke, and all of a sudden he signed with ESPN, and no more rematch between Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury, which was an amazing fight where Tyson was outboxing most of the match, but Deontay put him on the canvas twice, almost destroyed him in the 12th round, came up Undertaker style, I mean, you've never seen a match that deserves a rematch more than that. So they thought they were going to get it. And then all of a sudden, Tyson Fury just does, oh, you thought I was going to sign a rematch? Nah, I'm signing with ESPN. And so Deontay Wilder's kind of left holding the bag. Like, Anthony Joshua's tied up with DAZN, and Tyson Fury's tied up in ESPN, and, you know, they're not going to make fights with Deontay Wilder's people. So it'll be fun talking to Leonard Edlaby about that. Also, I got to imagine promoting Floyd Mayweather's got to be a pretty wild thing, because he's retired about 8 times in his career, and I wonder what it's got to be like when you know that Mayweather's ready to go make a boatload of money.
And every time he fights, it's everybody gets paid?
Yeah.
So you know he's waiting for that phone call.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. So we'll talk to him a little bit later on in the show. It's Leroy's birthday. Leroy's got the same birthday as my daughter today, so it's cool. Yep. Good day today, May 15th.
Yes.
A good, good day. We were talking about this yesterday, Leroy. So remember that clip we played of Tiger Woods and him saying, you know, I walked the U.S. Open with a broken leg. He was responding to John Daly getting approval to use a cart this weekend. PGA starts tomorrow. Which, by the way, when was that decided? The PGA was, I thought that was always the last major.
Yeah, Glory's last hope or something like that. Glory's last chance. They switched it. This is the first year they switched it. They're having it earlier in the year. And then the British Open is going to be last. But it's weird because what you have to understand is having it this time of year, the weather is going to be brutal. So the PGA, just because of the time change, got a lot harder.
Isn't it upstate New York this year?
Yeah, Bethpage Black.
Time of year. Time of year.
All right.
It's just going to be more rain.
It's going to be chilly. Did you see everybody had on like sweaters and stuff?
Yeesh. It's going to be like 2 British Opens.
No. Only difference is, like, I remember one of the years they played there, I want to say Nick Faldo played, and he said half of the fairways he couldn't reach. It's probably, besides Pebble Beach gets tough when they play the U.S. Open there sometimes. Remember that's the year Tiger was the only person under par, and he won by, like, 12 shots.
Jesus.
It was just ridiculous. But this course is so long, and it's so difficult. It probably won't be. Usually, I want to say between the British Open and the PGA, depending on the weather for the British Open, usually you have the lowest scores that win.
So anyway, we played this clip yesterday of Tiger Woods basically talking about John Daly and he getting to use a golf cart. He's been approved for using a golf cart. And Tiger is like, all right, well, you know, I won the U.S. Open with a broken leg, so, you know, okay, that's fine. So John Daly spoke to some media and responded to what Tiger had to say. And I was kind of wondering if Tiger was joking yesterday because he kind of had a sly smile. Uh-huh. But I don't know if that's Tiger's jerk smile or that's his joking around smile.
Or feeling froggy after winning the Masters smile.
Yeah, so, but John Daly doesn't seem like he took it very well. And I guess a lot of people have been bashing him about this. Because he went on to say, he said, I wish Tiger Woods had all the facts. It might have been a different comment. As well as the Golf Channel on Wednesday morning, they bashed me pretty good. And the few others that have criticized me. The story goes on to say, the facts are that Daly has arthritis in his right knee. And he said he cannot walk much downhill. He also has type 2 diabetes. Said he's cut down on drinking and eating. And is telling USA Today that he's lost 25 pounds since November. He says he got his fixed for some reason, talking about his leg. No doctor will replace my knee because I have a different type of problem. It's hard to explain why. I'm not a doctor. I just try and do what they say. So yeah, he's feeling a little attacked. He's feeling attacked, man.
And I will say this. Is that this is another one of those Atlanta Braves situations.
The unwritten rules.
Because, you know, one of the things about majors that people don't understand is it wears on you mentally and physically. And to be able to, you know, withstand that is fine. But what some of the traditional golfers, and Jack came out against Casey Martin,
right.
The same way Tiger did this. And most of the older players said, no, that's part of the game. You're giving them an advantage.
Do you think that, so if in some weird world that John Daly were to win the PGA, which he's not going to, but let's just say he did.
Right.
Do you think people would look at that as like that's a nonsense title?
A lot of the players probably would, because it's a very hilly course. It's hard to walk it. And so that's part of, to be able to be that mentally drained and physically drained and be able to go 4 days and win a major championship, and then you have a guy in a cart, regardless of what the circumstances are, it just looks like he has an advantage.
Do you think that scores, you probably know, you've walked courses, I'm sure, before.
Yes.
Can you breeze through 18 holes a lot easier if you're playing on a cart?
Yeah.
So, like, do you think scores would go way down?
Instead of walking after your ball, you're in a cart.
Yeah, but, like, do you think scores would go way down, or it's mostly going to be the course?
It's mostly going to be the course. I believe that. But a lot of golfers, a lot of traditional golfers don't believe that. And that's fine. That's always been part of it. When you think, you know, when I watch some of the classics that come on for golf with Ken Venturi, who made it through, he won a U.S. Open, and he was so dehydrated they tried to get him not to play the final round. Or with Tiger, okay? Tiger making through with a broken leg. I mean, when you see stories like that, it adds to what they went through that week.
Right.
If you eliminate one of those things, you know, I personally believe they all should have carts.
I was about to say.
Speed them up.
Yes.
I think they should all have carts. I don't think it matters as much as they make it matter. But at the same time, if 155 guys are playing under certain conditions, and then one person isn't, does he have an event?
Maybe they should invoke a rule. If somebody needs a cart for medical reasons, then the rest of the tour should have a cart for that tournament.
Well, that's usually how they do. Like, think about this, and I'll give you a perfect example, is that, you know, very rarely will they play lift clean in place, which means that you hit your ball in the fairway, you can pick it up, clean it, and put it down.
Right.
Simply because they do it when it gets way too wet. But there are other circumstances. So, for example, if the rain's going to come at like 12:30 and it's going to get just
really bad,
a downpour, to make it fair, they let everybody lift clean in place all day, even if the weather isn't bad or the conditions aren't bad early.
Right, so you can account for it.
You're trying to make it as fair as possible so you can get a true champion. Now, by giving it John Daly a cart, they probably already considered, this guy ain't going to win.
Right. Like, if they gave Phil Mickelson a cart, I'd kind of get it a little bit more.
Right.
Or Bubba, or somebody like who's also dislikable.
Right.
But also is, you know, you could see contending, but John Daly ain't going to win.
But you have to understand, okay, then what conditions, okay, then what kind
of... What's the line?
One of the things why I didn't have a problem with Casey Martin was because, in spite of all that, he had to qualify for the U.S. Open. So he went through all the stages of qualifying for the U.S. Open. And whether he had a cart or not, he made it through all the steps to qualify for that major championship. I think John Daly just, he won it.
You know what else I like a cart? When they have the fights in baseball... Bullpen cart.
Hey, Arizona has it.
Yeah, but now I want them to use the bullpen cart to come in for the brawl.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, like a brigade. Da, 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 da. That's where I would like it, too.
And then how long before they just crash the bullpen carts?
Oh, my God. That'd be so funny. Just crash right into Brian McCann.
Somebody said if Daly wants exemptions for physical handicaps, he should enter the Special Olympics. Jeez.
At least it's good to know he's not drinking as much.
I mean,
didn't John Daly say he drank 30 Diet Cokes a day?
Yep. Yep.
Damn. Maybe you can use a sobriety chip as a marker to mark his balls.
Robbie! Jeez!
What?
You guys don't remember how bad he had it. I mean, he walked off a golf course. He walked off a golf course crying one time.
Going straight to hell. Deadspin. Here we go.
He did. Rob,
Like,
if John Daly didn't find that funny, I think he'd probably be on Deadspin, but I feel like he'd laugh at that.
Well, he didn't laugh at Tiger Woods.
Well, no, but Tiger,
Tiger. Like, what Tiger has said is not.
Tiger's being a bully.
No, he's not.
He is. He's kind of like.
He's not.
Nah, it's Tiger Woods being like, hey.
Okay, so was Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer and all those guys?
A little bit. Like, it's kind of one of those things where, like, Tiger Woods is. You know what it'd be like? It would be like LeBron picking on Bumpy Johnson, you know?
Or like when Shaq.
Picked on Chris Quinn. It's like, right. Come on. Like, you're so in a different class of John Daly.
Right. Ooh, somebody said, soon, Robbie. Minus one.
I'll give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 10 minutes. We're back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.